I'm a nerd? Do you think I'm a nerd?
Some people might think of you as a major nerd in the sense that, like, nerds are, like, big, you know, fanboys or something, and they're into mental mental stuff.
You were definitely a nerd a few decades ago, Bob. Maybe you can...
I was not a fucking nerd. I'm a fucking jock, okay? I'm a fucking jock. You guys are.
I've seen a video of you go creeping around
off
of childhood home with Jerry Fialka to think that I think...
Would you say Frank Zappa's childhood home?
You prowling about Frank Zappa's childhood home. I remember that video.
They're not childhood homes. They're bohemian bunkers. It's way beyond nerd. Okay, so listen to this. I think I found a way accidentally to help clarify this. I went to check, you know, I posted our panel, 10-hour, whatever it is, on Mark Derry's site.
Yeah.
And then an extra thing we did on his post about going to a local thing and, you know, stopping bad America or something. Okay, you remember he told people to come to this local town that the alt-right people were taking over the school and he had to stop it?
Yeah,
that thread. So I go to that thread. And he has a new post, which I think illustrates something, even in relation to whether I'm a nerd or not. So look what he writes. Out of the blue, he says, masculinity, American style, is a sociopathy that cuts across race and class. Growing up as an irremediable weirdo, in other words, a nerd, and he puts in brackets, who use words like irremediable, an unapologetic refusenik. So he's calling himself an irremediable weirdo, an unapologetic refusenik. When it came to conventional manliness, I experienced firsthand the creative sadism or sadism of bullies, phys ed coaches, cops, dads, and he has in brackets my stepfather, very much included, and other guard dogs policing the boundaries of normie masculinity. And have the psychic scars to show for it. This is why he can't handle the alt-right.
The psychic scars exhibiting themselves as a need to complain about being bullied by mean men on the internet. As a, how old is he? A 40-year-old man? 50-year-old man? Holy shit.
Yeah, he's probably born in the early 50s, 1955, 56.
Oh, yeah, he's
something.
Currently exhibiting his scars using his public platform to complain about this shit. I don't know. I find it sexist to reduce your bullies to their gender and to some, you know, but.
Okay, so I think he's cracking up. I don't think he talks about himself like what I'm going to read you. He goes on. It's unbelievable. He says, even now, a million light years from the Southern California of my 70s adolescence, so that means he was born in the early 60s then, probably, 70s adolescence. I'm often on my guard at bars, on the subway, and in virtually any public space where pugnacious bros protest too much, strutting, braying, bragging, threat posturing, and turf marking. Just beneath the surface of what I like to call, quote, hysterical masculinity, remember Croker did a book with his wife on the hysterical male, in early 90s, so I don't know if he knows about Croker. Just beneath the surface of what I like to call hysterical masculinity in America is the ever-present threat of violence. Every American man knows this, knows it in the gut-clenching adrenaline poisoning that leaves him shaky with fight-or-flight rage after an encounter with the blithe, queer-baiting, misogyny-bonding, you looking at me, primate, jockeying for social dominance that characterizes a certain style of American manhood.
Holy
even
shit.
The mere recollection. Yeah, holy shit. We have hit on a phenomenon to analyze. Look at this. Even the mere recollection. What'd you say, Brian?
I'm just saying, this is a hell of a preamble for what I presume is building up to some comment about Will Smith.
Yeah, even the, yeah, just had to bring it up, didn't you? Okay, even the mere recollection of teenage encounters with bullies can teleport me back to, say, the time a knot of goons cornered me in junior high and I had to fight my way past them. Or the time my stepfather backhanded me across the room. Or the year a knot of sniggering, that's a knot, or the year a knot of sniggering thugs lay in wait for me after school on the same street corner every afternoon. Their patience as inexhaustible as their loathing of an effete aesthete, that's what he was, I guess, an effete aesthete who wore eyeliner to gym class in 1974, no less. So, yeah, that's he's born in the early 60s.
He's Dave Neufeld's age. Being bullied by
the
well,
say that again, Clinton.
It's brave of him to persevere in wearing eyeliner to gym class in high school in the 70s, and... yes, okay, he was certainly an effete aesthete. I don't deny that self-appellation. Keep reading. That's a new detail that adds a little bit of light on his upbringing. Yeah, or not upbringing, but his high school social milieu that he's described
right.
as haunted by
groups. And he's seeing these guys that waited for him. The thugs were very patient as they waited for him. as their loathing of an effete aesthete who wore eyeliner to gym class in 1974, no less, in brazen violation of the unwritten laws of middle school machismo. Oh, my fuck, you're right. He does bring up Will Smith. Holy fuck, it's pretty good, Brian. I didn't see that coming.
Yep, I read minds. I read minds.
How'd you know that
I
was coming?
Oh, because, geez, man, he's talking about toxic masculinity and it's a new comment. Like, come on, he's gotta be, you know, preambling, framing his take on the big, male, you know, male insults, male's woman, male is expected to retaliate against male, that stupid discourse of the last 3 days.
It's sort of funny, I didn't get masculinity from that situation. It's just fucking idiots, you know, silly.
yeah, that's another way of looking at it.
Yeah, but when you wear eyeliner to middle school as a boy, you frame everything in terms of masculinity because that's the concept you've latched onto to create your perception of your social relations, and so that's the underlying cause between every fucking antagonism.
Right, this may explain why he was so anti-QAnon Billy, whatever the guy's name was, the QAnon guy. Okay, so he says, next paragraph, watching Will Smith slap, and then in hyphen, the homophobic subtext of the bitch slap duly noted, the homophobic subtext of the bitch slap duly noted.
And then he didn't punch him, he slapped him.
What do you mean duly noted? You gotta explain that, buddy. I don't think we all see that, though.
No, we're indoctrinated enough into the lingo to understand the gendered bitch slap. And of course, yes.
Yeah. Watching Will Smith slap, the homophobic subtext of the bitch slap, duly noted, Chris Rock brought all those feelings flooding back and left me morally nauseous and dizzy with rage.
Oh, my God.
My mind a clenched fist for hours after. His mind a clenched fist. Witnessing thousands of apologists, now he has to look into the mass response. Witnessing thousands of apologists on Twitter applaud this vile debate. I can't even tell which is the debased act. Who is he mad at? Will Smith?
At Will Smith. Okay. Will Smith, yes.
Okay. Witnessing thousands of apologists on Twitter applaud this vile debased act. Banished any lingering specter of doubt in my mind that 4 years of Trump's daily violations of social norms defied deviancy down to the bottom of the moral muck pit, if not lower. Holy shit, he's asking for more shit from us, isn't he? Holy God. And this is what distracts. He's watching all the Twitter shit about these idiots where he could be listening to our 10 hours talk about him.
I've heard confidence of a man of his generation talk about being bullied relentlessly at school and having the bullies wait outside of the school and grab him every single time. I've had a man of this dude's generation suffer this sort of constant toxic atmosphere of being outside because he came an immigrant. And
this is you talking about a friend of yours?
A friend of mine, yeah, a friend of mine yeah. of this guy's generation, right? He's right. Who experienced this level of bullying in school, getting thrown into dumpsters, being taunted, having his shit stolen from him, right? All this stuff, right? Traumatized for life, would talk about it in the same terms, but again, for having come to this country as an immigrant and not being cultured and being an outsider. And the terms are not related to, right? Shit like this comes down to people are fucking animals and society barely does a job of civilizing us. Not men are fucking toxic. As soon as you adopt the gendered frame, which this dude was primed to do as someone whose particular reason he stuck out was because he wore a fucking eyeliner to middle school, is of course he frames it as a matter of masculinity. But no, it's holy fuck, we're all fucking violent animals, and nature has this, right? We all got this fucking ids and shit, and children are monsters, and that's why you read Lord of the Flies. That's a better way to analyze your upbringing, I think, than relying on...
See, Glenn, it starts causing an echo.
Yeah.
I think it's an echo. It's your build-up of something.
Yeah, it's when he starts getting worked up about a subject, then the... then the echo starts.
Yeah, the tech body responds. So, okay, so mute yourself, Clinton, just for a minute.
I am fucking mute. I mute myself after I get my stomach out.
It's Bob.
How can it be me?
Okay, turn yourself off.
Okay, here we go. But then I don't talk.
No big loss.
I mean, maybe it's me because I have not heard this echo. But unless it's been happening, I haven't been muted in a long time. So.
Yeah, see, I'm muted and it's still going.
You're not muted. You can't be muted. I'm hearing.
Brian, mute.
No, you mute, Bob.
I did, and it still went on. I muted, and it still carried on.
Okay.
Now Brian is muted, and it has stopped. Oh. Wait, did you mute, Brian?
I was muted by someone else, perhaps you.
No, I didn't. I didn't mute you either.
Well, I don't know. I just heard the lady tell me I was muted. And then,
What lady told you?
Yeah, there's a lady.
Isn't it a femmy voice? I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lady.
It's like a computer voice.
You're muted.
Skip. Coach, wait for long to say that. From Australia.
You are now a host. You are now muted.
Yeah, let's put it on Skip. That's right. Okay.
No, the generic, Skype woman. Yeah. Woman.
It's our Turbo Bridge hostess. I think that's...
You are now muted.
Yes, that is a polite way to refer to her profession, I think.
Okay, this is the tech body phenomenon then?
Let's ignore the fact that it's Ion.
Ion is doing this.
It's
absolutely fascinating that Mark Gary would bring up this specter of the... how sick Will Smith's violence made him and try to blame it on Trump. Or no, that he's saying he's like the apologist for it.
Oh, I missed that.
I'm going to read it again.
But the crazy, to me, Mark is an intellectual guy, a little bit I've been with him, and that he would not go personal and go talk like this. But man, he's really,
I think Mark Gary should be, I think the three of us should find out where he is and start hitting him.
Greg, no.
Every weekday.
Mark Gary is...
Well, if it wasn't funny as a joke, then someone should go over and slap Greg.
No, but I mean the fact that he would invoke Trump as a scapegoat for the, you know, this sickening people being an apologist for what Will Smith did is very strange, because the like, I was also surprised and maybe even shocked a bit that there seemed to be a robust debate about whether what Will Smith did was wrong or not, and he had no shortage of people saying that that was righteous, but the people who were saying that were not like Trumpy people. It was the opposite of that. So I don't know what he is. It almost feels like this, like it's like a required element or something. Like either you're on Team Will Smith and you blame what Chris Rock is doing on, like, well, Chris Rock is being toxically masculine and misogynoir and all this, or if you're on Team Chris Rock, but you're like, you have to make progressive points with every fucking statement, like Gary apparently is required to, then you have to inexplicably blame it on Trump.
Well,
rather than just like, that was fucked up.
Yeah, well, no, yeah. I think it, basically, Will Smith said the devil made him do it. So,
did
this Gary guy, whoever, he did do that in the acceptance speech.
Right.
And so Mark Derry's basically going, no, Will Smith didn't do it. The devil made him do it. And the devil is Donald Trump.
Right.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot more.
He's a black guy. He's a black guy. Is Mark Derry one of these, weak-kneed, liberal types?
I think so. Well, let's see. There's a lot more here.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, weak need.
As the animator.
Hey, Greg, we're all macho guys.
Yeah.
Even though you guys are nerds, you're still more macho than
Greg's
other
got
nerds.
His mental image caricature in his head with yeah. Bony, bulbous knees wiggling back and forth, little emphasis lines.
Weak need. Okay, so I'll just read that last sentence. His mind became a clenched fist for hours after. Witnessing thousands of apologists, I mean, why did he go on Twitter? Why did he inflict this on himself? Witnessing thousands of apologists on Twitter applaud this vile, debased act banished any lingering specter of doubt in my mind that 4 years of Trump's daily violations of social norms has defined deviancy down to the bottom of the moral muck pit, if not lower. Now, didn't he go against the social norms with his eyeliner?
Oh,
oh yeah, there's that.
That's being a David Bowie fan.
Yeah, but it's a social norm, right? The toxic social norms. No, because, the social norms, if Trump's violating social norms, those must have been great social norms. But, man, those social norms when Mark Derry was growing up, they needed to be violated all the time. It's one of these things. Some people, they just get old. They just get old, and they no longer like it when people violate social norms. It's the oldest fucking story in the book.
Okay. Twitter apologist argument that, okay. Why don't you guys, mute all yourselves while I do this.
Okay, here we go. I'll do it, okay?
Yeah, good.
No, we just have to mute Brian. He can unmute himself at his leisure. He's a host.
Okay.
You go, Bob.
Twitter apologist argument that Rock somehow deserved to be physically assaulted because he made mock of Smith's wife's alopecia areata is cretinous nonsense. Now, what is that? So, Rock somehow deserved to be physically assaulted. It's nonsense that I don't even understand it.
Did you even read a basic?
No. I actually looked at the video and it was silly. I watched it. It wasn't a big deal to me at all. I didn't care about it. I didn't get affected by it. My mind didn't go into it.
Yeah, but you know that Will Smith's wife has lost her hair on account of this condition.
Oh, I know about the alopecia. I know what's going on. But I'm trying to figure out, Rock somehow, apologists, they deserve to be physically assaulted. He doesn't like these guys saying that Rock deserved to be assaulted.
Right.
And that's cretinous nonsense.
Sure. a comedian makes a shitty joke and now you gotta walk on stage and assault him, I understand. I think Derry is making a very supportable argument against punching comedians. It's probably a good idea not to normalize punching comedians for making insulting jokes. Yeah.
Okay. So that's what
When Barack Obama made an insulting joke about Donald Trump, and Donald Trump sat there in the audience, did he get up there and punch Barack Obama? No. Instead, he proved him wrong and became president of America for 4 years, right? Positive masculinity, right? I don't know.
And, you know, it wasn't that on Saturday that happened. The Oscars was on Saturday, right?
Sunday, I think.
Maybe Sunday. Well, did you see Trump got a whole one on that on Saturday? Did you guys see that?
Trump got a hole in one?
Yeah, he fucking was golfing with the best guys in the world, and he got a hole in one and got it on video, and of course everybody thinks he's ridiculous. He's bragging, but it's pretty amazing. He got a hole in one.
That's regularly. That's incredible. That doesn't happen to many very, very, very good golfers go their whole time without having that happen. That's auspicious.
Yeah, and guess what? I have to check with JW, but he then met with JW after that. So it was an Ionic supported act preliminary to JW.
Of course it was, yeah.
More research necessary. Anyways, it's anyone awesome. Who excuses or more contemptibly applauds this behavior. So Mark is against the hitting, that's too masculine, right? Anyone who excuses or more contemptibly applauds Smith's behavior is complicit in the normalization of pathological masculinity. As are the Hollywood celebrities who sucked their teeth and stared rigidly into the middle distance. Moral invertebrates who virtue signal about black lives and LGBTQ rights, but can't muster the courage to take a stand against testosterone poisoning disguised as chivalry. Even when it's right across the room.
Good. Mark Derry's on point here.
Okay, I'm trying to figure it out. It's too complicated for me because I don't have any of these fucking hang-ups. What the hell? So they're saying, so he's for, he's against the slap.
Yes, exactly. He's against physically assaulting someone on stage. Yes, walk. Yeah, I agree.
Because he's in the freedom of expression.
I wasn't going to take a side, but no, you don't fucking walk up on stage and slap a comedian because he made an offensive joke and then give the guy who did the slap or the physical assault an award like 20 minutes later. No, you don't do that.
That's a liberal humanist point of view, literate humanist. You must allow the expression of mockery, right? So Rock had the right to make fun of Smith. Smith didn't have the right to fucking be masculinic and go up and knock him. And Mark's enemies are against Rock and free expression. The Twitter apologists are pro Smith, right? Twitter argument that Rock somehow deserved. Yeah, they're pro Smith. Rock deserved to be smashed.
Yes.
So anyone who excuses or applauds Smith's behavior, which was too masculine in Mark's world, is complicit in the normalization of pathological masculinity.
Yes, like I agree with Derry's contempt at the hypocrisy behind the people who would do this, even though Derry got there through a reasoning using these gendered concepts that I find rather retrograde and overpersonalized, right? He got to the right answer, in my opinion, just torturously so through this long personal divergence into his own upbringing and masculinity and all that. Nothing was unnecessary to diagnosing this particular scene here. That'd be
especially the way that everything that he has said about the influence of toxic masculinity, like in general and in his own experience, has all been portrayed as like an exclusive conspiracy of men against men.
Yeah.
Whereas in terms of this particular incident, the way it apparently unfolded is that, you know,
you did see an immediate reaction shot from Will Smith, and he wasn't angry. It was his wife who was angry, and so the inference is that then he realized, oh shit, I need to respond to her reaction.
Right. So, right. I saw that.
Is it toxic masculinity only? Like, is that blamed on the testosterone only?
No, it's blamed on chivalry. He's objecting to chivalry.
Right, but I mean, is this chivalry code, like, imposed on the, the other sex against their will in this case? Or was it maybe the other way around? I don't know.
Okay, mute again, Brian. I'm trying to, anyone who is, okay, so he's mad at people who are, the argument that Rob Stone deserved to be physically assaulted.
Yeah, so he's saying if you're pro Black Lives Matter and you're pro love, if you're such a leftist, if you're for gay rights and LGBTQ rights, and so you're acting like you have these left wing values, then what the fuck? Why are you for punching out, dude, and being a toxic male? You're not on my side at all. You're on the side of those evil, toxic right-wingers like Trump, if you think, like, escalating a comedy act to violence is laudable. I think that's kind of, it's within this conceptual framework of that, I think that he's working in.
Okay, so, anyone who applauds Smith's behavior, which Mark is against, is complicit in the normalization of pathological masculinity and therefore helping Trump, as are the Hollywood celebrities who suck their teeth and are anti-Trump and stared rigidly into the middle distance, moral invertebrates who virtue signal about black lives and gay rights, but can't muster the courage to take a stand against testosterone poisoning disguised as chivalry, even when it's right across the room. So he's mad that the liberals didn't support Mark, right? They didn't. If Mark was there, he would have done something about this.
Not in the audience of the Oscars, no. I don't think so.
Well, he says these guys don't take a stand, so I guess he's talking about after, in their commentary, they should be
No, it's the thousands and thousands of people on social media who he's critiquing, not
right.
the people hosting the Oscars.
But, okay, so people shouldn't be against Rock, is Mark's scene. Rock is expressing himself. Smith doesn't have to be a macho guy to react to that. And that's what masculine tough guys do.
So,
and, but the Hollywood celebrities were afraid to, well, maybe they went on and they were against Smith. The Twitter argument, therefore, the Hollywood guys are for Smith, but they don't express it. That's what Mark is mad at. They couldn't muster the courage to take a stand against testosterone poisoning disguised as chivalry, that's the wife part, even when it's right across the room. Okay, then he says, as for the excuse that Smith is the product of a childhood that was a litany of gothic horrors, deserves our empathy. Okay, so now, you know, you're supporting the macho guy. So the reason is that he had a bad youth. As for the excuse that Smith, as the product of a childhood that was a litany of gothic horrors, deserves our empathy, he does, but empathy isn't exoneration. Then I guess he's quoting Smith. Love will make you do crazy things. I think he said that, right, in his acceptance speech.
Yeah,
people who know
more about Will Smith than I do say that Will Smith has having a rough time with his wife, and he had to make some showy gesture, and then the perfect opportunity just presented itself for him to make a big showy gesture, and he took it, right? I hate sitting here trying to psychoanalyze fucking celebrities. They're all insane anyway, but
yeah.
But
but we're analyzing why is Mark so upset by this celebrity world when Mark, he's so cynical about it all.
Okay, so the typical right-wing religious person's critique of the left is that the left has no principles. And now here, Mark is trying to be a principled leftist. If this is how we feel about the way gay people are treated, and if this is how we feel about the way black people are treated, then we have principles, and these principles are built on standing against toxic masculinity in all of its forms. And to elevate, you know, a bad joke, to escalate that into physical violence is against our principles as leftists. And the rights would laugh at Mark, like some religious evangelical conservative would laugh at Mark and say, principles? You guys don't have any principles, you're fucking leftists! Ha ha ha! Why are you getting all pissed off that your side suddenly doesn't have principles? You've never had principles, right? You guys don't have, right? So that's why he's in contortions. Mark wants to be a principled leftist. And I mean, is that even a fucking thing? I mean, the entire theory is like, everything's postmodern, it's fake, we don't know what's real, we gotta roll with the changes, you gotta keep changing, social society changes all the time, what was okay last month is now horribly toxic today, right? They got zero fucking principles on exhibit, if you define principles in the traditional stance of the firm that are written in a typographical sense, written down in fucking stone, handed down by God, or right? Like the sort of principles that are structures which are oppressive, which we have to overthrow because they're oppressing our fucking ability to express ourselves, right? So the left is about overthrowing fucking the oppressive structures, including principles. The left has no principles. Mark is, right, that would be, I think, how a conservative would respond to Mark, right?
Yeah. Okay, so he says, this statement, love will make you do crazy things, rings hollow, especially coming from a man who apologized to everyone, but he didn't apologize to the man he just assaulted, who ended his mea culpa with a joke of his own about hoping the Academy would have him back. I never listened to his acceptance speech. I couldn't listen to that. And who partied the night away, not exactly an act of contrition. So he's monitoring what Smith did. He did his own joke. So it all rings hollow. So some people think it was staged. That's a headline. Was it staged?
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course it was, but we're pretending it's real. Okay.
Right. And then after saying, love will make you do crazy things rings hollow, especially coming from a man who apologized to everyone, but the man he just assaulted, who ended his mea culpa with a joke of his own, about hoping the Academy would have him back, and who partied the night away, not exactly an act of contrition. And then there's the Scientology breed psychopathology angle. So you click on something on Twitter. What is this? Max Burns says, Scientology is not big on speaking freely, as Chris Rock learned.
It's Will Smith. It's been rumored for years that Jada Pinkett Smith is Scientologist.
And rumored
that also Will Smith is as too.
It's rumored also that Will Smith is too. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because it says, Max Burns says, the slap is much less interesting when you realize Will Smith almost certainly went through the Scientology courses that teach you to unapologetically use slaps and physical force to let a fellow Scientologist know they've done something wrong. So Scientology's not big. Oh, okay. So Chris Rock was a victim of closet Scientologists.
Wow. Smiths. That's a great take. I never heard that one.
Right. So you mean my phrase, closet, or something else is great?
No, just this idea. Well, Scientology teaches you to slap people, and we're all being indoctrinated into Scientology, so I guess slapping is the tenet of the church.
Yeah, there's a whole school of thought that Scientology is major CIA faction. CIA people are Scientologists. And so he says, and then there's the Scientology breed psychopathology angle. And then he just posted, so I don't know if he's given an opinion about that. Then he says, the cherry of irony on top? The cherry of irony on top. The room was packed to the rafters with actors, writers, composers, set designers, costume designers, and the like, all of whom should have raised their voices in a full-throated chorus of condemnation at Smith's Trumpian embrace of the assumption that speech we don't like and ideas we can't abide should be met with brute force.
Who the fuck did Trump ever
is that left? Trumpian? This is what I'm saying. Like, Trumpian? If you're going to say that this has something to do with the last 5 years or last 6 or 7 years of politics, it wasn't the Trumpers who went through a whole cultural moment of normalizing the idea that, oh no, you don't use your words when you respond to Richard Spencer or any of these alt-right people who are pushing Trump. You use your fists.
Punch
it's appropriate to just go right up to them and use your fucking fists. That was very explicitly introduced to the culture and normalized by precisely the anti-Trump people. So, right. Once again, this is just one of these things where it's like Clinton is saying, I agree with Mark Gary's take on this. Like, I agree with everything he's saying, except for the completely upside down part where he's fucking assigning it to Trump instead of to the opposite of Trump.
Right. Yeah, I think what people think, I remember when Trump, when he was having his rallies at the beginning, and a lot of people were there, there were people in the audience, at least footage of them, getting mad at anybody protesting Trump and jumping on them and beating them up. There was an image at the beginning that Trump's rallies had violent pro-Trumpers in the audience, ready to punch out anybody who was against Trump and had infiltrated the rally. Do you guys remember that?
Okay. They're not the specific incident, but okay, there's that as well. But I think when you're talking about the Twitter crowd who are generally using a sort of a SJW lingo framework to frame their excuses that they're giving to Will Smith, then it's still inexcusable to choose the pro-Trump violence rather than the anti-alt-right violence.
Yeah, I remember, certain people during the campaign.